2026. I have 9:01 a.m. a call to order of the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Just a reminder, Friday, Taney County Courthouse and facilities will be closed for the 4th of July holiday weekend. Are there any other commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 488157 through 488215, warrants number 8859 through 8860, and 3 journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular and executive for June 23rd, 2026. Everyone had a chance to review those?
Yes. Move to approve regular and executive session minutes from June 23rd, 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next, we have our appointment to the BOE board. We do have two applicants that have applied. We do have an application from one of our current board members wishing to be reappointed. The appointment date would be today through 12/31 of 2028. It is a 3-year term. Any discussion before we move forward? Discussion from any of you?
No.
No, I want to really.
Yeah, you're good.
Nope, not any discussion.
Okay.
What's the, you said through 2012-31?
Of 28.
Move to reappoint Jerry Moore to the Board of Equalization.
Yep.
Board of Equalization ending 12/31/2028.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have the agreement for the law enforcement for the thermal optics. This is file number 26-069S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Sergeant Wilson from the Taney County Sheriff's Department with us. The agreement that we have is for the thermal optics. It would be an agreement that is made pursuant to a cooperative purchasing contract with Omnia Partners. Contract number is 12-19, and the estimate number is 6878, dated June 11th, 2026. Is there any questions or discussion for Sergeant Wilson? Okay.
Move to approve the agreement for law enforcement thermal optics by and between CTC Gunworks, LLC, doing business as Sentinel Supply in Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the MOU for the City of Rockaway Beach for the law enforcement program for their added security for the 4th of July holiday for their events. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 25th, 2026, approving the MOU as to form.
So they just did a blanket. It's not specific to that event. It's a year.
As needed, yeah.
As needed. Okay. You have any? You good?
Did you have any questions? The only thing Sheriff Daniels told me on that was that it's
specifically what he talked to me about was for the 4th of July event. Two deputies, and their only assignment will be security and enforcing state law and their state ordinances and like that.
Okay.
That's all I was passing on for him.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I think that was made clear to...
What is it in this? That's what I want to read and make sure. I know Sheriff was at a meeting this morning. He said he may be available. Do we want to table this for just a second and make sure he's good with... I'm not seeing it explicitly.
To where it says state law only.
Right. So I mean, I don't know if that's a matter... I don't know if that's an issue for him or not.
Okay. We can...
Shane, do you have an opinion or...
I mean, I think that's his discretion, but...
And if we wanted to... If he wants it...
Yeah, in there. Probably should ask.
Okay. Give us just a second here. So we will just skip over this for a second, then we'll come back to it. It'll be our last order of business we do in here. We'll try to get a hold of Sheriff Daniels on the phone. Let's go ahead and move to our next order of business at the moment. So we have the notice of intent to declare a single source provider for an armored vehicle number 202-606-599. This is a recommendation of Taney County Sheriff for the purchase of the vehicle. So our intent this morning is to make clear that this is to do a sole source. So I do have a message to... or a paragraph to read out to you. So if there's anyone here, is there any discussion before I read into this? Okay. If there's anyone here now who feels they or their company can offer an alternative as a direct source, not third party, to Teradyne Armored Vehicles Incorporated with a product as beneficial as what they offer to Taney County with all of the same financial and same operational advantages, including delivery, if so, please come forward now. Is there anyone here that represents or can provide such services? All right. Seeing none, nor receiving any written responses, is there a motion to be made to declare Teradyne Armored Vehicles Incorporated as the single sole source provider for the purchase of an armored vehicle?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. And then we'll move to the Ozarks Regional Juvenile Detention District, the ORJDDD. It's the request for emergency HVAC upgrade. So we received a request from Judge Carter from the 44th District. What they are asking for is our blessing to utilize the savings fund that they have to replace three of the air conditioner units at the facility. Looking at the cost that they provided, they'll be replacing three units, and it's a total of $16,000. This will come out of the building fund that is set aside annually, and there was a reduction in the rent, and that was the agreement in the five-year term that the money could be used for upgrades to the facility or for the possibility of purchasing the facility. So they've just asked for our blessing to utilize those funds to move forward and do so.
So I don't know that we have to give them. We don't have any control over. I mean, there's really no action for us to be taking, but is there?
Just in the letter, it just.
I think they've already done it.
Right, and
I think this is just a formality of them saying, "Hey, you guys care? We're going to do it anyways."
It was an emergency purchase, so.
I don't think we have any say of what they do with that facility, regardless.
Okay. Well, I know we are part of it. Are part of.
We pay rent.
Right. And they have asked for just a verbal or, yeah.
I'm fine with them doing it. I don't know.
Okay. There's a need for a vote, per se. Because there's nothing written for us to sign. We have nothing in front of us for that.
They're just wanting the support, saying that they can do it.
Yeah. So I guess with that being said, they got your support.
I'm fine with it.
Fine with it?
Okay. Yes.
So no need for a vote on that option, but we will let them know that we're in support of them utilizing that fund. All right. Next, we have the Ozarks. Or no, that's not. We just did that. We have the amendment to the addendum to the agreement with Ulrich Software. This is file number 26-067 for the commission. There was an adjustment to the price on it of $6,100. It would affect the assessor, the county clerk, and the collector. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated June 25th, 2026, approving the amendment as to form. Madam Clerk, do you have any?
I looked it over, and I can't speak for the assessor and the collector, but I'm fine with my portion.
Okay.
My portion didn't change,
actually. So Sheriff is at 160 and up, so he'll be here just a moment, so we can just hang out down here if that's okay with you guys.
Yep.
Any questions or discussion on the Ulrich agreement before we move forward?
No.
The addendum to the agreement.
They were still holding the same price from 2020. Move to approve the amendment to the addendum to the agreement with Ulrich Software, by and between Taney County and Ulrich Software Incorporated.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Right. Next, we've got a field art agreement with Alan and Angela Clemenson. Is for unlimited loads. With us this morning, we have Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Morning, Commission.
Good morning.
Morning, Jack. Any reason not to do this?
No, it's actually a pretty good location.
Okay. Any more discussion?
I do not.
Move to approve the field yard agreement by and between Taney County and Allen and Angela Clemenson.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. We do have one more order of business that we'll circle back to, and that is for the MOU for the City of Rockaway Beach Law Enforcement. Program file number 26-07S. So if it's okay with you all, I'm going to just call it 9:15. We'll take a quick recess and wait for Sheriff to get here, and then we'll reconvene. So 9:15, we'll be in recess at this time.